This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Qtern 5/10. Active ingredient, S. saxagliptin/dapagliflozin. This leaflet provides important information about using Qtern. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Qtern. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Qtern? Qtern contains two active ingredients, saxagliptin and dapagliflozin. Saxagliptin belongs to a class of medicines called DPP-4 inhibitors, dipeptidyl peptidase-4 inhibitors, and dapagliflozin belongs to a class of medicines called SGLT2, sodium glucose co-transporter 2 inhibitors. Qtern is used to lower blood sugar levels in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus along with diet and exercise, in combination with another medicine called metformin. Qtern is used when diet and exercise in combination with metformin do not provide adequate blood sugar level control. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Type 2 diabetes mellitus is a condition in which your body does not make enough insulin and the insulin that your body produces does not work as well as it should. Your body can also make too much sugar. When this happens, sugar, glucose builds up in the blood and can lead to serious medical problems. The main goal of treating type 2 diabetes is to control your blood sugar to a normal level. Lowering and controlling blood sugar may help prevent or delay complications of diabetes, such as heart disease, kidney disease, blindness, and amputation. What should I know before I take Qtern? Warnings. Do not take Qtern if you are allergic to saxagliptin, or dapagliflozin, or any other DPP-4 inhibitor medicine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have poorly functioning kidneys, severe kidney disease, or kidney failure. Qtern requires good functioning kidneys to work well. You have poor liver function, or severe liver failure. If you have or have had problems with your liver, tell your doctor before you take any Qtern. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions, as it may not be safe for you to take Qtern. Type 1 diabetes mellitus, that is well controlled by insulin alone. Diabetic ketoacidosis. This is a symptom of uncontrolled diabetes, in which substances called ketone bodies build up in the blood. You may notice this as rapid weight loss, feeling sick, or being sick, stomach pain, excessive thirst, fast and deep breathing, confusion, unusual sleepiness or tiredness, a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, or a different odor to your urine or sweat, heart failure, kidney, liver, or pancreas problems. Frequently get genital or urinary tract infections, infections of the bladder, kidney, or tubes that carry urine. An illness that will make you dehydrated, such as diarrhea or a severe infection. Are taking a medicine for high blood pressure or taking a water pill, diuretic. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are lactose intolerant. Qtern tablets contain lactose. Your doctor will do some tests for kidney function at the start of treatment and regularly while you are on treatment. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Qtern if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Qtern is not recommended for use during pregnancy. It is not known if Qtern will harm your unborn baby. The safety of Qtern in pregnant women has not been established. Insulin is more suitable for controlling blood glucose during pregnancy. Your doctor will replace Qtern with insulin while you are pregnant. Do not take Qtern if you are breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Qtern is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. It is not known if the active ingredients in Qtern will pass into your breast milk. Your doctor will discuss the options available to you. Children. Qtern is not recommended for use in children. It has not been studied in children younger than 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Discard any other medicines containing dapagliflozin or saxagliptin that your doctor might have prescribed to you in the past and that you may still have in your possession. Q-Turn contains dapagliflozin and saxagliptin. If you have more than one medicine containing dapagliflozin or saxagliptin in your possession, you may accidentally take too much, overdose. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure if you have any other medicines containing dapagliflozin or saxagliptin. Saxagliptin and dapagliflozin are sold separately as Onglyza and Forxiga, and may also be sold in combination with metformin as Combigliz XR and Zigduo XR in Australia. Your doctor or pharmacist will know which other medicines also contain saxagliptin and dapagliflozin, and can tell you what to do. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking lithium, because Q-Turn can lower the amount of lithium in your blood. Q-Turn can be taken with most other medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Q-Turn. How do I take Q-Turn? How to take Q-Turn? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Swallow your Q-Turn tablet whole with a full glass of water. Q-Turn tablets should not be split or cut. How much to take? The dose of Q-Turn is one tablet once a day. Your doctor may prescribe Q-Turn along with other medicines that lower blood sugar. When to take Q-Turn? Q-Turn should be taken at approximately the same time each day. Taking your tablets at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets. Q-Turn tablets can be taken with or without food. How long to take? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. Make sure you keep enough Q-Turn to last over weekends and holidays. Q-Turn helps control your condition, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take Q-Turn every day. If you forget to take Q-Turn, Q-Turn should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Q-Turn. If you think that you have taken too much Q-Turn, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Q-Turn? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Q-Turn. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia, and know how to treat them. Like for all patients with diabetes, it is important to check your feet regularly, and adhere to any other advice regarding foot care given by your doctor. Tell your doctor if you experience rapid weight loss, feeling sick, or being sick, stomach pain, excessive thirst, fast and deep breathing, confusion, unusual sleepiness or tiredness, a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, or a different odor to your urine or sweat. These symptoms could be a sign of diabetic ketoacidosis. Talk to your doctor if you are having surgery, including dental surgery, to discuss when to stop taking Q-Turn and when to start taking it again. If you need to have any medical tests while you are taking Q-Turn, tell your doctor. Q-Turn may affect the results of some tests. Visit your doctor regularly for checkups. Your doctor may want to perform blood tests to check your kidneys, liver, heart, and levels of cholesterol and fats in your blood while you are taking Q-Turn. Hypoglycemia. Q-Turn does not normally cause hypoglycemia, although you may experience it if you take certain other medicines. Hypoglycemia can occur suddenly. Initial signs may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache, or lack of concentration. irritability, tearfulness, or crying, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated promptly, these may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits, or loss of consciousness. If you experience any of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, you need to raise your blood glucose immediately. You can do this by doing one of the following: eating 5 to 7 jelly beans, eating 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, drinking half a can of non-diet soft drink, taking 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. Hyperglycemia. If you notice the return of any of the signs of hyperglycemia, contact your doctor immediately. Your doctor may need to consider additional or other treatments for your diabetes. The risk of hyperglycemia is increased in the following situations: uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress, taking less Q-turn than prescribed, taking certain other medicines, too little exercise, eating more carbohydrates than normal. Tell your doctor if you become ill, become dehydrated, are injured, have a fever, have a serious infection, are having surgery, including dental surgery. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. If you become pregnant while taking Q-turn, tell your doctor immediately. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Q-turn. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not give Q-turn to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar or they have the same condition as you. Do not take Q-turn to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Q-turn affects you. Although rare, Q-turn may cause dizziness in some people. Low blood sugar levels may also slow your reaction time and affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Make sure you know how you react to Q-turn before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Q-turn tablets in the blister until it is time to take them. If you take Q-turn out of the blister, it will not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30°C. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gut-related. Nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Stomach pain, or discomfort. Nervous system-related. Loss of appetite. Loss of taste. Headache. Others. Feeling depressed or anxious. Joint pain. Back pain. Signs of anemia such as tiredness, headaches, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness and looking pale. Swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles. Rash. Signs of an infection in the breathing passages including runny nose, sore throat and cough. Soreness in the back of the nose and throat and discomfort when swallowing. Difficulty breathing, or tightness in the chest. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or severe difficulty in breathing, shock, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, skin rash, itching, or hives on the skin, hay fever, or you may feel faint. Hypoglycemia. Low blood sugar that persists despite administering sugar as described in section 5. What should I know while using Q-turn in this leaflet? Signs of low blood sugar may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, headache, dizziness, rapid heartbeat, lack of concentration, tearfulness or crying, irritability, hunger, and numbness around the lips and fingers. Do not drive a car if you have signs of low blood sugar, dehydration, volume depletion, loss of needed fluids from the body. If you are unable to keep fluids down, or if you have any of these symptoms of too much loss of body fluids while taking Q-turn, dry sticky mouth, severe thirst, severe diarrhea, or vomiting, dizziness, or urinating less often than normal, or not at all. Infections related. Genital infections. If you experience painful urination, soreness and more severe irritation, or redness and swelling of your genitals, or an unpleasant odor, or discharge associated with your genitals. Urinary tract infection. If you have symptoms, such as burning, or pain when you pass urine, more frequent, or urgent need to urinate, fever, chills, or blood in the urine. If you experience pain, or tenderness, redness, swelling of the genitals, or the area from the genitals to the rectum, fever, and generally feeling unwell. These may be symptoms of a rare, but serious and potentially life-threatening infection called necrotizing fasciitis of the perineum, Fernieres gangrene, and you will require prompt treatment. Diabetic ketoacidosis. In rare cases, dapagliflozin, one of the active ingredients in Q-turn, may cause a serious condition called diabetic ketoacidosis. Symptoms of diabetic ketoacidosis may include feeling sick, or being sick, difficulty breathing, severe thirst, feeling weak and tight, confusion, a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, a strange odor to your urine, or sweat and frequent urination. The risk of developing diabetic ketoacidosis may be increased with prolonged fasting, excessive alcohol consumption, dehydration, sudden reductions in insulin dose, or a higher need of insulin due to major surgery or serious illness. Diabetes ketoacidosis is a life-threatening condition. Heart failure. Signs of heart failure may include increasing shortness of breath, rapid increase in weight, and swelling of the feet. Skin-related. Develop blisters, or the breakdown of your skin, erosion. These symptoms could be a sign of a skin reaction called bullous pemphigoid that can require treatment in a hospital. Others. Severe kidney problems. If you have kidney problems, you should use Q-turn, only if your doctor tells you to. Severe upper stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Occasionally, Q-turn may be associated with changes in your blood. These can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Q-turn contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredient. Saxagliptin 5 mg. Dapagliflozin 10 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Lactose. Crascam low sodium. Silicon dioxide. Magnesium stearate. Polyvinyl alcohol. Titanium dioxide. Macrogol 3350. Purified talc. Iron oxide red. Iron oxide yellow. Opercode monogramming in KES-1-10619 blue. Potential allergens. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Q-turn tablets do not contain gluten or sucrose. What Q-turn looks like. Q-turn 5/10 tablets are light brown to brown, biconvex, round, film-coated tablet, with 5/10 printed on one side, and 1122 printed on the other side, in blue ink. Available in blister packs of 7 and 28 tablets. Ostar 2-5-5-6-3-2. Who distributes Q-turn? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311166. Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared in September 2022. Qtern is a registered trademark of the AstraZeneca Group of Companies. AstraZeneca, 2022. DOC ID 002968346 V12.0.